published until the copyright expired a year ago. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 6 minutes, 5 minutes and 35 seconds after the hour of 7 o'clock today on January the 3rd, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. Give me a call this morning. Say good morning. Say hello. See if you've survived the evening. KCNR1460.com is our chat room streaming website. And good morning to everybody. Good morning there, Bob.
Good morning, Carl.
What's the weather look like for today and tomorrow and rest of the week?
Well, in a word, mostly wet. We've got a 100% chance of precipitation today. It could be heavy at times, but it'll be all rain, no snow in the mix today. High near 46 for Redding and a low overnight around 44, so not much of a change there. Expect the rain to let up a bit overnight, leading to a 50% chance of showers tomorrow morning, otherwise cloudy skies with a high near 50. Right now, light rain and 39 degrees in downtown Reading.
Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business right down in Anderson, where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. They always have discounts for seniors and veterans. Linda, of course. You know, people say, what does she do when she's on sabbatical? Well, today, she is assisting Dr. Doug McConnell in heart surgery over at Shasta Regional. Now, Linda, Doug asked her to come on in, take a look at some things that were going on. So she's in there with them today, and I think they're scrubbing up right now. Sometimes I may exaggerate what she's doing, but that's, you know, it's just an idea. When you ask, I'll try to come through for you. The battle of Mariah Carey continues. Mariah, of course, just bombed on New Year's Eve in Times Square. Just, you know, and we talked about this yesterday, but now it's going on now. You know, the Dick Clark production says, wait a minute, we put these things on all over the world, all these big shows. We had nobody's ever had a problem like this. Nobody's ever said anything like this. And Mariah Carey's, group were saying, wait a minute, it wasn't working before they went on, and she was saying, hey, wait a minute, I need to have this work. And they said they just forced her out on the stage. And Dick Clark Production says, well, it was working at rehearsal, and if she had showed up at rehearsal, maybe she could have told us that something she didn't hear it or something. So the fight goes on. I don't know. This is kind of like, I don't know, Bob, this is kind of like watching 3-year-olds pushing each other over the dish of ice cream, but I'm not sure. Did you see this?
I saw the reports on it out of the New York Post for the last couple of days, each side blaming the other. Yeah, it strikes me as two kids in a sandbox.
Yeah, well, okay. Now, a lot of things going on today. We're gonna have Angie Watson on. And who's Angie? Angie is the lady that 2 or 3 years ago came up with 10 ways to make Reading more safe. You know, during the throes of everything going bad, here's a woman, not in city government, which probably made it easier for her, and came up with these 10 ways to make Reading safer. And, that was when Chief Paletti, this could be like 4 years now, Chief Paletti had his town hall meeting that I moderated. And there was something, you know, it was turnaway crowd at Sequoia Middle School. Turnaway crowd there. I mean, 750 in there standing, sitting on the stage. I mean, they were everywhere. And many of them outside listening to the what was going on. And then right after that, they had Angie and her group put hers on. Another couple thousand people show up. These are things we need to do to make Reading safer. Well, I don't know if any of them were adopted by our Cracker Jack City Council. In fact, I think from now on, the word Cracker Jack should be used every time we talk about our city council, our Cracker Jack city council. Yes. Until we see something. And maybe it's not fair. Maybe it's not fair to the two new guys, Adam and Julie. So it's probably not fair to them. But I've used this term before, our Cracker Jack city council. Anyway, so she's going to come in and give us an update. What happened? What were those 10 ideas? And what happened to it after that? And what happened to her? Because I know that after she gave these ideas and how you could do it, a lot of things erupted around it. And the fact is that maybe one was adopted. I'm not sure. But Angie's going to come in and talk to us today, and I can't wait to hear about what's going on with that. The new Congress is being seated today, I believe. Being sworn in or getting their photos taken. Well, that's good. Get those photos taken. Doug LaMoffa is going to be on Friday, and I can't wait to ask him questions like, what's the first thing this Republican House of Representatives and this Republican Senate and this incoming Republican president are going to accomplish? Because now your bluff's been called, Republicans. You wanted control of everything. Well, we got the House, and then we got the Senate. But we couldn't work because of the president. He'd veto things. And now you got Trump. Now you got a Republican in there. So let's see exactly what happens. How fast are things going to move in this first 100 days? What's going to change? And these are things that I would like Congressman LaMoffa to be able to come in and say, well, look, these are the things that I know that we're going to change. The reformation of Obamacare. And I didn't say throw it out. They're saying, oh, no, just get rid of it. There's parts of Obamacare that work. There's parts of it that are good. There's other parts now when you sell your house, if it's a certain amount, you're paying taxes. Did you know that? You're paying a tax to help support Obamacare. All these other taxes that kicked in to help support this. I mean, these are, taxes that are 50% taxes on inherited property. All these things are happening. We'll get a tax expert in here, too. Now, here's the other thing, too. I'm going to put it out on Facebook and our, on our websites. But I want to know who you would like to hear on the show this year. Besides our regular groups of people, who would you really like to hear from? And we'll see if we can't get them on the air. Or at least they're talking heads. Like, oh, I'd like to speak to Senator Kamala Harris. I don't think we'll get Kamala on. But we could get one of her people to talk about what her agenda is going to be up there. Well, maybe we could get maybe Ted Gaines. Maybe we could try and get Ted Gaines on. We can try that. Okay. Other things that are going to be going on today is California. Did you know California just made child prostitution legal? Yeah. Child prostitution. Just made it legal. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break, along with, there's five things that veterans know that most people that didn't serve in the armed forces don't know. We're going to talk about that, too. Anyway, good morning. Have a great day. I'm hoping you're having a great day. And jump in. And you might want to say that and I started my morning off wrong with the way that I started off by saying good morning on the chat room. I'm not even going to say what I wrote in there, but it was a typo, and we'll talk about that when we get back too. We'll be right back after these messages. Shake it up.
join us this Thursday, January 5th for Ladybot and the Bluebirds at our brand new location, Overtime, inside Wind River Resort and Casino. A night of jazz and dancing with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboard, Bruce Kalin on bass, our special guest of the night, Joe Carson, and the beautiful vocal stylings of our very own Linda Bot. Call 243-3377 to reserve a special romantic booth. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds this Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30 at Overtime Bar. See you at the show.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. You know, this year started off very strange, it seems like. And I'm not exactly sure why it started off so strange. We can't get music playing. We can't get the right music up. I'm not exactly sure why it happens like this. Or we come in and we start and, just the little things that aren't working this year. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane, right here in Redding, California. Home Helpers is the in-home care service you want to use if you have any need for assistance in your home, whether it's a short period of time, like say from an operation and you'll be up and walking after that, or an injury. Sharon Clark is the one to go to in Home Helpers. Or if it's long-term in-home care, all of our people are hand-picked. They all are insured and bonded. You can't find better service or better care anywhere than Home Helpers. Give them a call, 226-8350. Okay.
Some people say they'd like to be able to talk. Good morning. Welcome back. It is 39 degrees up there, going up to 46. We should be getting a lot of rain today, it looks like. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. People asking about somebody from the California Highway Patrol. No problem. We're going to get the Highway Patrol on. We're going to get Larry Lees and Kurt Starman. I'm asking them to come on at the same time, so we can ask a lot of questions because, you know, they work together. And a lot of the things that happen to the county, the city has a huge impact on it. So we're going to have them on at the same time as we have before. An update on the in lieu of lawsuit. I assume that means the pilot lawsuit, and we'll do that too. I'd like to get the lawyer that's suing on that. And he's got a lot of different things he works on, but he's been on the show before, and we can get him, too. Okay. Hey, there's a woman in Siskiyou County that was missing. And they found her alive. It looks like she followed her GPS. She was going out to a ranch during the big snows out there. She followed her GPS up on this road, and the GPS took her into a road that had not been cleared, and before she could turn around, she got stuck up in the mountains there. Well, this could have been kind of tragic, as you know, is from people getting stuck in snow. And but she did a number of things right. She told somebody where she was going, and when she didn't come back, they started calling. The other things that she did was she brought with her fire making materials, a thermal blanket, food, and water. And then she started signal fires. She walked down the road. She tramped out messages or arrows pointing in the right direction. But she was able to spend the night in a car and be at least semi-comfortable because they're prepared. How many of you, when you go on a trip, actually take a real go bag with you, something that's got food and water? Do you have water in your car? Do you have food in your car? Especially when you're going up in the mountains. Do you have a way of starting a fire? Do you have a way of do you have something that you could make into a shelter if you had to? I know you'd like to stay in a car and keep it running, but you can't do that because of carbon monoxide poisoning. So there's a number of things you should be taking up to the mountains with you if you're going up like that, just as a form of prepping yourself before you head on up there. Now, she was found safe. The next thing, Assange, founder of WikiLeaks. They're talking about how the Russians, it's those Russians that caused the Democrats to lose the election. I heard, too, that the Russians somehow hacked in to the UCF and Ronda Rousey when she got knocked out in 48 seconds. They somehow had something to do with that, too. But Assange, the guy, the founder of WikiLeaks, says he didn't get anything from the Russians. He says, I don't know why they're pushing this thing. He says, but I never got anything from the Russians. Now, of course, you don't know if Assange is telling the truth either, because it doesn't seem like, I'm not sure if he's trying, he wants to come back to America. He wants to get back here, and he can't because he'll be arrested as soon as he steps into the country. The question is that everybody was so upset with Assange before because he took the leaks from that army soldier who is in prison now. And spread them everywhere, plus other things. And now, will he be getting any type of, because he did spread all the, every time he got material on the DNC, Democratic National Committee, he spread it along with Podesta. Will he be, is he going to try and work his way back into the United States? And we'll see on that one. The five things we were talking about, a lot of things here. Bob, did you see the Rose Parade yesterday?
Didn't see the parade. Saw the game. That was a hell of a game.
The game, the football game, was down to the last minute and I think 20 seconds. And the USC came down and scored again. It was the highest scoring Rose Bowl ever. Five touchdowns. It was like 52-49 or something like that. It was a great game. The Rose Parade, though, we recorded it yesterday. And there's something about watching the Rose Parade. I wondered, through this, because it's like an hour. They show an hour of the parade. When you've got a parade that big, well, I mean, what do you show? Essentially, they showed bands and floats. If you weren't a band or a float, you didn't see anything. There wasn't one horse. I mean, if you saw horses in the background, but you know, the Rose Parade has always had like these great equestrian units, and they were in there, but you never saw one. You never saw. What else didn't you see? You didn't see smaller groups. You didn't see, of course, you didn't see all the floats. But I just wondered if, you know, because they were all kind of, and they were all maybe some of them, maybe it's because they were prize winners, maybe because they only had an hour for this. But it seemed like that they could have, every other Rose Parade, and I haven't seen a bunch of them, that they had a lot more in the parade. I was a little disappointed. But the one thing I did enjoy was the fact that that having them tell you how they make these floats. You know, that some floats have got something like 10,000 hours in building a float, 10,000 hours. And they say, well, no, that's not a lot when you consider it's like maybe, like 100 people working on this float. And most of the people that do it are volunteers. But they have to paste in each one of those pedals in many cases. Each one of the pedals on these huge floats, a lot of them have to be pasted in individually. And you just imagine how much time that takes. And the people that do it, the volunteer that spend countless hours out there. I don't know. Could you put pedals all over a bear, Bob?
Pedals all over a bear? I don't think so.
They make these, you know, the bears are brown, so they have a brown flower. It could be coffee beans or whatever it is. They just, everything is, you know, so it's got to be natural. They cannot use dye. And this one type of plant, it's a purple plant, and it's really, it's a purple blue plant. It took a person 8 hours to make to fill a cup the size of a small, you know, like your, not your venti latte, but your small coffee cups. You know, the plastic ones. It took them 8 hours to make that many petals to separate them to make, put into on a, on some of the figures there. And I'm looking at this and the guy kind of like he puts some in his hand and he just kind of like he blows in it and they kind of like fly away. You know, it's like 3 hours of work like that. And I'm, you know, it's just amazing how much patience people have. But do they pay people to do this? I don't know. I think most of them are volunteers. They probably pay some people. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. We're going to talk about something. Did California just make child prostitution legal? Well, yeah, they did. What do you think about that? We're going to talk about it as soon as we get back. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at BNT Satellite Dish. It's what they want to do is for every 10 new services BNT Satellite receives, they'll be setting up free for a year for an active duty military family, the full Dish service. Not only that, but for every person who signs up, you'll get $100 off your bill. All of this is going on right now at BNT Satellite Dish Service. It's the local guys. Don't dial the 800 number, dial 241-3474 or stop by their offices at 1007 Dana Drive. BNT Satellite Service, owned by a veteran. He wants to help take care of veterans. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, as I told you, is helping Dr. Doug McConnell with heart surgery this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, when you think about getting your CCW, and many, many people have, over 7,000 in the county, you've got to go to somebody that's going to train you correctly, and somebody that knows what they're doing, somebody that does this for a living, and that's what Ted Leidy does. Northern Firearms Instruction is his business. This is his job. All of his instructors are NRA trained. All of his instructors have gotten extra instruction. Any updates, anything new that's come through the NRA, Ted makes sure they've done it. He takes them out for other classes and advanced classes so that they can provide the most complete CCW training out there. Right now, he's got a woman's only class starting here in January. You register online at readingccw.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. That's 530-999-1822 to register for these classes. You won't be sorry.
You might also want to think about gift certificates for your friends and loved ones from there. Okay, SB, Senate Bill 1322 bars law enforcement from arresting sex workers who are under the age of 18 for soliciting or engaging in prostitution or loitering with the intent to do so. So teenage girls and boys in California will be soon be free to have sex in exchange for money without fear of arrest or prosecution. Can you believe this? This is California Senate Bill 1322. It was written and passed by the Democrats, who control, of course, California state government with a two-thirds supermajority. They, when they passed it, this is what their thought process was. You ready? They believe that decriminalizing underage prostitution is good public policy that will help victims of sex trafficking. Well, if you're not, you know, you don't have to hide. You know, you can be helped. We can go out there and help you. Unfortunately, what's reality here? Here's what reality is. Pimps, panderers, and those who engage in this sex trafficking kind of business are going now to seek out those under the age of 18. Why? Because they can't be arrested. And once they can't be arrested, they are free to ply their trade, you might say. And then they can't be arrested or pulled in. And how can the police pressure them to get information about the people that put them in this business? The unintended but predictable consequences of how real villains and pimps and other traffickers are going to perform will respond to this law. I mean, how can you not see what's going to happen? pimping and pandering, all right? The ones, the pimps and the ones that run these girls, that's still against the law. But the girls have to tell the police that this is what they're doing. They have to get evidence. Well, if they're underage, how do you arrest them? You can't even arrest them for loitering. So they can stand on the corners, 17 years old, 16 years old, 15 years old. Think about this. 15-year-olds out there selling their bodies because the pimps are out there watching them. They've been groomed. They've been selected. And now 14, 15-year-old girls and boys out on the streets. Police have to drive by. Police can't stop. I guess they could stop them and talk to them, but they can't arrest them. Immunity from arrest means law enforcement can't interfere with minors engaging in prostitution, which translates into bigger and better cash flow for the pimps. More time on the street and less time in jail means more money for pimps and more victims for them to exploit. Think about this. Can you believe that they passed a bill like this? Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley, who's a national leader on human trafficking issues, told the media, "It just opens up the door for traffickers to use these kids to commit crimes and exploit them even worse." Another prosecutor observed that if traffickers wrote legislation to protect themselves, it would read just like Senate Bill 1322. You know, how many times have you read about in gangs where they take the young kids and they give them the guns? They want, you know, and have them carry stuff because they're not going to arrest them. If they do, they don't go to jail or their juvies. And now they're not even going to be arrested. They don't go to juvenile hall. They don't get the help maybe that they need that they could, you know, to get them out of this. This only deepens the, you know, of what happens to these young girls and boys. It makes them even more of a victim, and it renders law enforcement powerless to do anything about it. It's immoral. And it's immoral. How they could do this? It's just the tip too of what's happening. It throws open the door to even greater government dependency on the poor by rolling back proven reforms. It does all these other things, welfare reform. Everything is coming out of the Senate and this House down there in the Assembly. But let me tell you, this one, SB 1322, when Chief Paletti comes in here, I'm going to ask him about that. Does this mean, what's that going to do when you see a 15-year-old girl out there being prostituted, you know, selling herself? You can't do anything about it. You can't arrest her. This is got to be probably the worst law that I've seen, you know, and there's Okay. I've only been doing this for like 8 years. But this has got to be one of the worst laws I've ever seen come out of any legislature for something like this. You know, well, no, the caseworkers can still go out there and talk to the girls and all this. Girls can spit in their face, or boys. And that's the other part, girls or boys. They can spit in their face because they can't. They can't do anything. They can't take them in. No, this is why I'm doing this. I'm selling myself. They can watch them get into cars with people and leave. It doesn't make any difference if the John is violent or anything. You know, think about this. Think about this. What has just happened here? How could something like this happen? I mean, we want to decriminalize. We don't want those poor kids to be even more, you know, victimized. You got to get them off the streets to keep them from being victimized. Okay. I just, you know, it's when you see things like that, I just kind of I wonder where our state is going. The other thing, you know, as we're talking about, you know, when we talk about the state of California and the laws they pass, I don't know. The fact is, Bob, the weapons laws, the this one right here, I mean, is there anything that has – does this law at all surprise you that it comes out of the state, even this law?
Nothing surprises me that comes out of Sacramento, especially after the previous law that you just talked about. That might be the worst they ever passed, and for this state, that's saying a lot.
They're saying here is I read this morning that, and this is in our chat room, that but I'm not sure what our chat room participant is talking about. The media is making a big deal out of it. Well, I think this is a big deal. Getting ready to if this law on this, that maybe we need to go back and research it a little bit more. But I still think that this ball, if this is what it does, and you can't do this, if this is what the district attorney is saying, then I have a pretty good reason to believe that it's true. It's the same group of people that were voting in new gun enforcement while one of their own was trafficking guns. Yeah, that's true too. All this down in the assembly and in the Senate down there. Okay. The next thing I wanted to talk about was the, even though this one is, this should go on for like forever. Five things veterans know that the rest of America doesn't. And I won't say that's true. This is what the title is. But there are some things that the veterans know. It says how to use the metric system in the 24-hour clock. We are the only one, we're one of the few that uses the imperial system of weights and measures when there's something way better, according to people, the metric system. Now, frankly, having grown up in the pounds and the ounces and the, you know, all that, I really enjoy that because that's what I'm familiar with. But you go to another country and you start working there, or you're in with other military, you're into the metric system. You're talking kilometers, you're talking, the whole thing, that you're working with. And then the 24-hour clock. If I said 1400 to you, what would you say, Bob, quickly? 1400.
2 p.m.
There you go. If I said 1800?
6 p.m.
2300?
11 p.m.
Okay. That's the 24-hour clock. What if I said to you, 7?
7 a.m.
There you go. 24-hour clock, you know, and people wonder about that because when you start giving times, you don't want there to be a mistake. So if you say 7, like you do when I'm talking to civilians and others that don't do it, I say 7 p.m., 7 a.m. But if I say to them, if I say to them 1900, they'd look at me, you know, blankly. the reason this happens is so when you're on a 24-hour clock, you don't have the mistakes. You don't have to say a.m. or p.m. You just know that 1900 is 7 p.m. So the metric system in the hours. The only people in America who probably really can relate to the metric system, veterans, scientists, engineers, and immigrants. Yeah, all the immigrants coming in here, they understand the metric system. So stand by. You know, they tried to go – remember they tried to go make the metric system work? You remember that?
They were going to convert us to that back in
and
the
then 70s. We did that in the kilometers. Remember that? Kilometers per hour and all this. And, you know, they're going to do all that. That fizzled dramatically. It was back, yeah, it was back in the 70s. They were going to try and push everybody into this. We didn't like this. Now, the Brits. You're going to have to look this up. But the Brits still use miles. I'm pretty sure. I thought I saw over there that said miles. There's something the Brits use. Anyway, America, are we standing alone like this? Are we the only ones that don't use the metric system? Is there anybody else?
It's odd because, I mean, we have 2-liter bottles as the standard now. I mean, there are some things metric in our society.
Well, you have to look it up if you get something that, you know, when you get recipes, it says, you know, says this much. And you're going, well, how much is that? So you've got to just convert. So I've got my converter right there anyway. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'm going to finish up the rest of them. What's it like to live with socialized medicine? Well, veterans can tell you that. This portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. I tell you what, Wellgate Sports Club, you're not going to find a better place, a cleaner place, a more, I don't know, a better prepared place to work out at than Wellgate Sports Club. Not only do they have an indoor saltwater swimming pool and classes and that, all the equipment you can possibly imagine, spinning classes, yoga classes, and, of course, the Boheme Spa, all there in one spot. I can't say enough about Wellgate Sports Club. You know what? This is, you know, I know everybody starts off the year like this. I'm going to be going. Now, Bob, what's your, is one of the things, hopefully, that you said to yourself is I'm going to get in better shape. I mean, I realize you got some leg injuries and all that, but you know, to build up my upper body to lose 40 pounds or whatever that is, do you make those types of resolutions?
Oh, yeah, I do.
To stop using...
God willing, I want to get in better shape. And
well, there you go. See? You can do that. Uh-huh. Wellgate Sports Club. This is the place to go to. Now, you know, it's probably going to be really crowded here for the next week or two until the resolutions wear off. But give them a call at 768-1205. They are great people down. You're not going to find a better place. We'll be right back with the other four things that military veterans know that civilians probably don't.
Something wild, stranger dressed in black, she's a hungry child. No one knows who she is or what her name is. I don't know where she came from or what her game is.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Reading Bank of Commerce started in Reading over 30 years ago and is currently the only bank headquartered in Reading. As a local community bank, Reading Bank of Commerce can provide their customers the best of both worlds. an educated and highly skilled staff who will work diligently to provide exceptional customer service, as well as innovative products, services, and technologies. In March 2016, Reading Bank of Commerce expanded their branch network to include Calusa, Corning, Orland, Willows, and Yreka. And they are focused on supporting the Northern California communities they serve. Reading Bank of Commerce will continue to offer a variety of quality products and services designed to meet your financial needs while remaining flexible as those needs change. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
On the other side of the street. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Of course, as I pointed out, Linda is helping out with heart surgery with Dr. Doug McConnell today. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And please realize that tongue-in-cheek there because because I just realized people that probably, you know, you're just coming in new and all this. That, wow, so she's a heart surgeon? Well, no, but when she's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, she's on sabbatical. And so I've got to figure out new ways to say that. So I just, today, she's in heart surgery. Tune in Thursday to see where she is there. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Just a great place to get your jewelry. And the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is there at Four Winds Jewelry. You can rebuild your watch. Okay, I'm talking about the five things that veterans know that maybe civilians don't. And I talked about the metric system, unless, of course, you're an engineer, a scientist, or an immigrant. If you're an immigrant, you know about the metric system. What's it like to live with socialized medicine? Military knows what that's like. You know, for so many years when I was in the military, you know, we take care of ourselves. You know, we have care of our own. We never leave anybody on the battlefield and all this. And you grow, you know, grow together so that you and then when your corpsman, your doc was there with you. I mean, you loved your corpsman and you kept him as safe as possible. But corpsmen were crazy. They'd run out and put themselves in the way. They go out and try and drag people in, all these things. Right. Okay. But when you get back, socialized medicine is being taken care of by a different doctor almost every time that you go to the hospital. I never saw the same doctor for a physical. I never saw the same doctor on, you know, like follow-ups on anything like this. It's like, and then when you go beyond that, now you have the VA. The VA is socialized medicine in the sense that you have earned your way into this by being able to survive your time in the military. And then been able to, and then you're going to be seen by government doctors. Socialized medicine. Now, in my case, I've had nothing but good, you know, nothing but, you know, great reports, you know, from dealing with the VA clinic right here in Reading. But there's other people that go to that clinic that don't have that. Have that great a time as I do. I have a great doctor, same one that's been seeing me now for 9 years. 9 years, same doctor. You think about that. I've never had that happen. I've never lived anywhere for 9 years, first of all. But the fact is I've had the same doctor, and he's going to retire here in another couple years. I'm a little concerned about that. But this health system is socialized medicine, and I can tell you it has a lot of problems in it. Most of you have not run into that yet until you're in that Medicare. But even then, you get to go see your own doctors. So, anyway, socialized medicine. How to get along with just about anyone. Number three. Veterans, if you've served and you're out there and you've served with a group of people that come in from the inner cities of Chicago to the plains of Texas to the northern, you know, to surfers
out of Malibu. They all come in the military, and you've got to mold them into teams. They have to get along with each other in their teams. So when you start thinking about that, it's like being, you know, it's like being a ticket into America's middle class, but even more in the middle class. Sometimes you'll even get from the socioeconomic poor to even the rich. Not a whole lot of the rich. The officers, for the most part, are almost all college graduates, and they can come from different, you know, they can come from a different economic status. So the officers still have to blend in with the enlisted guys. Because if enlisted men and women don't feel that affection, that caring, you know, they're not going to follow you. But what it is how to get along. It's not just getting along with the people in the service. It's how to get along with people when you're in other countries. When you're there, usually if you're there in another country, a lot of times it's not at war because you're stationed in other countries. But how to get along with other people, other countries, learning there how they do there, how they live. So it's all these different cultures, people, attitudes, and the way that other people can, way that other people look at things. And very few people in the United States have that opportunity. How many people have had an opportunity to live for a year or longer in another country? And I'm not talking about people shooting at you. I'm just talking about like in Germany or Okinawa or in Italy or all these other places that military goes to. So that's one of the things, is how to get along with people. Not only the squad, but the local nationals, just outside the wire, friendly military forces, all these people you work with. What actually is in the Constitution? Now, this is a lot better up in Northern California, because a lot of people up here pay attention to the Constitution, and they, you know, but very few of them really think about it, where really the military is there to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. You take your oath to that. And so you understand what's in the Constitution. They swear to obey the orders of the president and the officers appointed over them, whereas the verbiage is deliberately omitted from the oath that the officers themselves take. So the thing about it is that the oath to the Constitution and oath to our country, and this is one of the things that the military – you know, I'll say is that there's a lot of Americans out there that do understand what the Constitution's about. And the last one here is going to kind of lead into our next hour with Angie Watson and take Reading back. Take back Reading. Take back Reading. And good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
She's here early. And that there's absolutely one of the things that you realize when you're in the military, and you don't just have to be in the military for this, is that there's genuine evil in the world. You see things that are just it tears your soul when you see a lot of these things, these children and innocent people, that the things that people can do to each other. And trust me, there is no race. There is no religion. There is no, I don't know, there's no ethnic group that is exempt from the things that they do to each other. You know, whether they're the Slavs from Bosnia to the Tutsi in, you know, in the Congo. And I mean, to whether it's, you know, Hispanics down in Central America. The things that we do, we as humans do to each other. But there is evil in the world. There is evil. And evil's got to be stopped. You don't realize, living in America, you know, we throw these words out, oh, they're Nazi, or oh, this, oh, that. You haven't seen it. You haven't seen it. Unless you've been in the military, or you've had that misfortune to be in a country when things are going down like that. Or perhaps the police see it. To an extent, the cruelty, the evil there is in this world. And I think that the one thing that you take away from that is the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And when you don't do anything and you're picked up and you pick up a child that's been starved to death only because of his wife, only because of the clan he's in, or a woman that's been raped repeatedly because of the clan she's in. Or people just slaughtered for no reason that anybody could come up with. Evil is there. Okay. That's kind of like a dark, deep subject here, but there are ways. That's what the military faces, and that's what your military goes out and faces and tries to end in Somalia, to feed the people, and it worked, to stop dictators, to free the world, free people when we're sent in. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the problems we have in Reading. Here it is, 2017. The same problems that we're facing Reading, gosh, what, 5-6 years ago, it's just been magnified. We come back with Angie Watson. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senior House Republicans say a vote is scheduled for Thursday on a measure that reaffirms U.S. support for Israel. That comes after the Obama administration refused to veto a United Nations resolution criticizing the Middle East ally on settlements. In fact, Israel says it has ironclad information and intelligence that confirms the Obama administration was behind that very resolution. While Republicans retain control of the House, the 115th Congress is the most racially diverse in history. Here's correspondent Wally Hines.
A snapshot shows of the 435 members of the House, there are 46 African Americans, 34 Hispanics, and 12 Asian Americans. The number of women drops by one from 84 to 83. There are 6 openly homosexual members in the House. And while the overwhelming number of members identify as Christian, there are 22 Jews, 4 Hindus, 2 Buddhists, and 2 Muslims.
As Wally Hines reporting, the new Congress set to convene at 12 noon Eastern Time today, just about an hour from now. House Republicans have voted to eviscerate the Office of Congressional Ethics, the independent body created to investigate allegations of misconduct by lawmakers. Kellyanne Conway telling NBC's Today Show at this point she's not sure what to make of the vote.
This was a particular committee voting by secret ballot, but the full Congress will have an opportunity to speak out on this and to vote today.
The proposal calls for placing the office under the control of the House Ethics Committee. U.S. manufacturing activity expanded for the fourth straight month in December, and we get a closer look from Jeremy House.
The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index came in at 54.7 last month, up from 53.2 in November. Anything over 50 signals growth. U.S. factories are rebounding from a bumpy period in late 2015 and early 2016.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Figures in Germany suggested fireworks over the new year contributed to dangerously high levels of pollution in several cities. That prompted calls for a ban on all private fireworks parties, even during New Year's.
Every New Year's Eve, according to government figures, fireworks in Germany eject 4,000 tons of harmful fine particles into the atmosphere. They can cause breathing problems or can contribute to lung disease. This is the equivalent of 15% of Germany's vehicle emissions for the entire year. In Munich, this New Year's Eve, the level of fine particles in the air was at one point 27 times the European Union's recommended limit.
That is BBC's Damian McGuinness reporting. The stock market opening the year on a strong note, led by gains in banks and energy companies for the most part. Right now it is the Dow up about 64 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. You can get a fixed income in Finland and do no work at all, as Keith Peters reports.
Finland has become the first country in Europe to pay its unemployed citizens a basic monthly income amounting to 560 euros or $587. The goal is to cut government red tape, reduce poverty, and boost employment. The two-year trial with the 2,000 randomly picked citizens who receive unemployment benefits kicked off January 1st. There are no reporting requirements on how they spend it, and the amount will be deducted from any benefits they already receive. The idea, according to officials, is to abolish the disincentive problem among the unemployed. Keith Peters reporting.
Thousands of people have attended the funeral of an Arab Israeli teen who was killed in the Istanbul nightclub attack. Mourners wept and wailed as they marched behind the wooden coffin carrying the body of the 18-year-old Layan Nasser through the streets of the Israeli city of Tira. She had traveled to Istanbul just to celebrate the new year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning, everybody. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on January 3rd, 2017. Yes, I'll just keep saying that until I get it down. 605-4567 is our phone number. And get your phones, get them close, because I've been talking to Angie Watson during the break. You're just going to want to just jump in and pile on some of this stuff. KCNR 1460, of course, is how we are streaming. And see what else. What's the weather look like, Bob? Use your big chance here, buddy. Don't mess it up.
All right. No pressure here. Thank you, Carl. We're seeing a 100% chance of rain over Reading today, and that'll continue until late tonight. It should gradually taper off a bit overnight and be a 50% chance of rain by tomorrow morning. The high, only 46 degrees this afternoon, and not much change in temperature, as the overnight low should be around 44. And the wind should stay in the single digits. This storm should be moved out by midday Thursday. We will have a dry period and then a new round of storms moving in Friday night. Rain could be heavy at times over the weekend. Right now, 39 degrees still with light rain falling in downtown Reading.
All right. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kinney down in Anderson, California. I can make comments about how they tried to start their business up here in Reading. It was just too tough. They went down to Anderson, and they are thriving, obviously thriving down there. All their customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Let's go to Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year, everyone. Well, hey. The major averages are in the green this first trading day of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 67 points at 19,831. We are just trying to reach that 20,000 level, and market pulls back a little bit. The S&P 500 advancing 16 points at 2,255, and the NASDAQ Composite up 34 points at 5,417. Active stocks on the big board, Xerox up 78 cents, trading at 654. JCPenney down 22 cents at $8.09. Fitbit up 64 cents at $7.95. For local stocks of interest, Best Buy down 11 cents, trading at $42.56. UPS up 69 cents at $115.32. AT&T positive 16 cents at $42.69. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.51%. And over to commodities, gold is up 70 cents an ounce at $1,154. Silver up 7 cents at $16.08 an ounce. And crude oil up 94 cents, trading at $55 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you, too.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advisor over at Wells Fargo Advisors. She's located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 243-7561. And I tell you what, she understands the market. And having sat down for a couple hours with Susan, she understands financial planning. So if you haven't done that lately, or you're thinking about, hey, we got the stock market still going to be rolling, you might want to talk to Susan. Hey, okay, I'm here with Angie Watson, who is one of the founders of Take Back Reading, if not the founder. And Angie is a very, you know, very pleasant looking individual. But after you talk to her, I mean, pleasant looking, you know, I mean, just, you know, just somebody goes, oh yeah, it's, you know, she's, you don't realize that how tough Angie is.
and how much she really loves this town and how what she started and where she is with this. And so good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh,
it's a new year.
It's a new year. We're looking for great things to happen, aren't we?
We are, definitely.
We are. Angie, you know, I've wanted to get you all on for a while, and it's just been we've missed you know, ships passing in the night and all this thing, but I got to know you at an event a couple weeks ago, and then I said, you know, we need to have you on and talk about what's going on. And the more I talk to you, the more I realize that what you have is just a no nonsense and no BS type of outlook about Reading.
That's very true. I think we live in an absolutely beautiful area. It could be one of the best places in the United States. And instead of making it that way, we are pushing out businesses. We have crime on our streets, and we're inviting in more instead of taking a look at what other areas are doing and making it better.
So what do you think is causing this?
Well, that's a big question. We have quite a few things. One that we can talk about is not being a business-friendly environment in many ways, whether it's through planning, or there was recently an article in the Record Searchlight asking why the downtown Reading wasn't growing as it was expected to. And I think any business owner can tell you it's tough out there. You have needles outside your door. You have crime. You have to worry about your clients. I'm a real estate broker, and I have clients that come into town to look around at homes. And I've had multiple clients, true story, that were burglarized or had their cars broken into while they're here. Or they were staying in a hotel and somebody locked themselves in the bathroom and overdosed on heroin. Obviously, it's hard to attract business when that's what's going on. And there's ways around it, obviously, because you just go 10 minutes away to Anderson and they have a whole different outlook. The city manager has a vision and things are changing for the better down there. So why can't we do that here?
That's a good question. Now, when I've had Kristen Schrader on and Brent Weaver and Francie Sullivan have been on the show, and I've, you know, they were putting everything on the their vision for Measure D. Everybody was. And everybody, you know, a lot of people thought, oh, it's just going to be a walkover. Well, it was for the anti-Ds because people didn't trust giving that much money, putting that much money into the general coffers for the city council to use. And when asked about that, there's still this kind of this, oh, no, no, that's not the reason. But there is no plan B. That was the next question. Well, so what's plan B? What are we going to do?
First, I want to say several of us have been to several city council meetings all the way across the board, whether it be Shasta Support Services, Take Back Reading, whether it was doing protests or speaking. We've had children. My daughter has actually went in and spoke about violence in the area, and there was a 9-year-old child that talked about the dangers of walking to the bus stop and people offering him drugs or just being scared when he's getting on the bus. And Francie Sullivan's response that night was, "You're safer on the streets of Reading than you are in your own home." I quote that as she said that. As long as you have that bury your head in the sand attitude, we're in trouble. So when you look at Plan B, I think there's a lot of fear Plan B may be a recall.
Well, Plan B, I haven't heard a Plan B coming out of the city council. And you know what? You know, I admire, okay, just up front, I admire people that want to run and for our city's positions. But also, once you run, you want something out of that. Now, you're not, you know, they're not getting paid. You know, they're getting paid a pittance. But still, you were hired to make decisions. I haven't seen any decisions in the last 3 or 4 years that have come to fruition on anything.
Definitely not. And you are. It's not to say that these are not great people in leadership roles, but it being a great person doesn't make you a great leader.
That's right.
You have to have a plan to bring change. A couple years ago, right before the public safety report came out, about 4 months prior to it coming out, there were some ideas brought into the city council, and Kristen stated she didn't want to make any decisions until she saw that public safety report. Well, here it was months and months and months later, then the report comes out, and then they don't like the report, so they have to wait until changes on the report. We absolutely cannot wait for people of other areas to come here and tell us what we need to do. We have to have a plan right now. So we can't wait years for the jail to be built. We can't wait for more cops to be hired. Any CEO of any company is going to step back and tell you we have to work with the resources we have now, or your company fails.
Good. We're going to take a break on that one. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm here with Angie Watson from Take Back Reading. strong ideas, good ideas, and we need to start moving forward. Right now, we are in quicksand with our leadership at the city, and let's just face it, with the staff also down there. We'll be right back.
This is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Barracuda. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Angie Watson, my guest from Take Back Reading. And it's like, oh gosh, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River, and Linda's going to be singing there Thursday at Overtime. She's moved from Elements Lounge across the floor into Overtime Lounge, and she's got her band there. It's going to start at 6:30, a half hour early. From 6:30, she'll go from 6:30 to 8:30. It's going to be a great night. She's got her band. She's got guests coming in. You're going to have a super time there. Just give them a call at 243-3377 for reservations to the Overtime Lounge. And like I said, she'll be starting at 6:30. You're going to see a great show just every time. She'll be there starting this year for the whole year. All right, we'll be right. Okay, we're back now with Angie Watson from Take Back Reading. And Angie, tell us a little bit about yourself first. Of course, you've got a very successful real estate business, but you're also you also teach.
I do. I teach psychology in a criminology program at Institute of Technology. So I do have background in psychology. I have my master's degree. And then obviously I'm actively involved in the community in every way possible. And I'm a real estate broker.
Okay. Now, what got you so fired up?
That's a good question. So several things. My kids live here, and starting out, I was a social worker, and you're out there and you're helping with teenagers. And I was working with homeless foster youth on the streets. So going down into the ditches and helping foster youth. And this is years ago, but it's just the way that it has happened in the area. So you're trying to find education opportunities. You're trying to find jobs. You're running across so many pedophiles out on the streets. You find out about things you never want to know about. But you look around, and we have a cycle of violence, addiction, and poverty in this area. And there's nobody changing it. And then I'm from the development side also. So as a developer, you're going in, you're trying to bring projects into Reading, and there's so much red tape, and you get so many different answers. So I think you start talking to other members of the community, and there's a lot of frustration out there. You're frustrated because your kids are in danger if they're driving on the streets. You have to worry about somebody under the influence of drugs running into your child. And then you see these accidents, and these people are not getting prosecuted. It takes years for them to get through the system. So you just look around, and it's a deteriorating community that has so much opportunity to do good. And it's not going that direction. It's just getting worse.
Okay, but was there a pivotal point, though? Nothing. It just kind of got up finally when you saw that nothing was going to happen, that you said, you know, that most people, and there's this book, and you probably have read this book. It's called The Coming Jobs War. And it's by the guy. Have you read? I don't know if you're familiar with the book.
I haven't read it, but
it's about business. But and what it says is, it's the community that's going to move the community forward. It's the community leaders, the business leaders, are going to move the community forward. You cannot rely on politicians because they are so stuck in their bureaucracy and their staffing and all these other things that they operate well in, but they don't operate outside the box. And so that's why the like it says, the community leaders have to, the chiefs have to push it forward. And when we started going downhill and all these people were talking about Brent Weaver runs on, I'm going to have a plan soon after I'm in the elected.
Right.
2 years later.
It still looks the same as it did. It looks worse. It looks significantly worse. Yeah.
The thing about it is, the bottom line is, and you had that point you made, a CEO of a business says, hey, you got to succeed with what you have. It's the same thing in the military. Yeah, it'd be great to have everything you want. But to be a success, the only thing really a leader needs is to know where the enemy is.
Correct. And actually,
I don't even want to know how many there are. I just want to know where they're at.
You asked about the pivotal point, too, and I did have an office downtown, and there were problems all the time with needles outside and all the typical stuff and the crime, and I went into the city council with a speech that was very similar to that, letting Kurt Sturman know that he is the CEO of our town. That's his job. He manages it. He's the leader, and spoke about some of the different breakdowns in the area with some suggestions and ideas, and the response was from the community was excellent, and that's actually where Take Back Reading took off from. But the response from the leaders was rolling their eyes. I mean, it was very uncomfortable to be there because they were not receptive of what the community was saying at all. And there were several other speakers, and you are flat out ignored. And it's not because they can't respond because of the Brown Act. It's because they're not even listening to what you're saying. So the frustration there comes from the whole community, and there's the breakdown of trust.
And that breakdown of trust is manifested in many ways. One is in the election. The people that were running, if you were an incumbent, you'd had a bad time at this level.
Which was sad because I do believe Gary Cadd did a lot for this community, and he really listened, and he got out there, and he was active. So that was hard to see. But I can see how that happened, too, because
there's
so much talk.
Because there's, you know, and then the other part being, of course, is that nobody, you know, Kurt Starman is the, you know, he is, when it gets down to the bottom line, it's Kurt Starman. Now, he says, I take my direction from the city leaders here, or city council. If the city council is inept or can't do it, then I think it behooves the city manager to do something.
Yes, definitely. Well, you have to. To me, I would be embarrassed. If I was the city manager, I would be embarrassed. You look out there, you see this deteriorating city, and I've researched other areas that have started to go downhill, and the city manager is the one that stepped up and started putting together plans to bring in developers, because with development comes money, and we need the money for all sorts of things, whether it's for law enforcement, mental health, whatever it is, we need to bring money in. So out there on the streets, finding out what the community wants, it's time for Kurt Starman to step up and say, hey, this is my job, this is my town, I take pride in it, I'm embarrassed by the condition, which is another thing. Just one time, instead of standing up in the State of the City address and talking about how beautiful the area is, stand up and say, we have a problem and we are going to do something about it. So we want the community to get involved and we are going to take the lead here. Instead of acting like we have nothing wrong, people don't want to hear it. They want you to come out and say, this is what we're going to do to make it better. Let's hear that from our leaders.
So you obviously were at the last State of the City luncheon then, huh?
Actually, I wasn't. Because last year it was so I just heard all about it because last year was the same thing.
Well, it was pretty much that this time too.
Yes, it's praising everything and talking about because we have the most sunshine. Okay, that's really great. So that way we have the sunshine to see the drug deals going on in the streets, to see people getting robbed, to see the guards broken out. How about we use that sunshine and make it something beautiful and take a lead and do something about it? We don't need to hear about the sunshine. We need to hear about the plan to make the city better.
I'm with Angie Watson from Take Back Reading. And let's go to the phones. Terry, you have a question.
Yes, I do. And thank you very much for what you do. I really respect your courage, and sometimes when you stand up and you say the right things and do the right things, you're going to take some chastisement from people who are on the other side. But I wanted to bring up very quickly about the CSO situation. We had Chief Poletti at a Patriot meeting about a month ago, and he had told 150 people that, yes, I'm going to ask for CSOs. I don't know if he's done it yet or not. It was one of the first things promised. They do have the money for it. And I happen to agree with Vince Stevenson. Those people out there that want to recall these folks may have the right idea on this. What do you think?
I agree with Vint. I think that it's time for a wake-up call. I think Francie and Kristen have been in there, and we watched the deterioration. Again, nothing against them as people. Can be amazing people, but for leadership, we need new leaders that are going to come in with a much more aggressive, assertive personality and take the lead and do what we need to do.
I'm very surprised with Brent Weaver in the fact that he ran on this issue, stood up on this issue, and then had mentioned on Carl's program that his plan basically was the half-cent sales tax. After he had told people that the Reading people needed a timeout, couldn't have public comment at the beginning, like his children, we needed a timeout, and also
Terry, and that's true, he did that, and he did that on this program, and we talked about it, but that was an important question you asked. Is recall something that can occur? Is it time? Has the time come for recall?
What's the other plan?
Well,
what's the other choice we have? We have a city council that is out of control. They won't even give our police chief money for something they have to help our community. This young lady is 1,000,000% right. They're destroying downtown. They're destroying the economy. And our reaction seems to be, well, let's have a barbecue or go to a cocktail party.
No, let's have a committee look at this.
Well, what we need to do is have the people just stand up, just like we did on Measure D and just like we did on Allen's Golf Course.
Well, and I tell you what, the thing is that the people do have to do that. Because you heard Francie and Kristen when they were on the show. Kristen thinks it's because people disagreed with her priorities. No, Kristen, they didn't agree with the idea of giving you all $11 million.
Well, anyway, my good friend, there isn't two sides to this story. It's been going on for 2 years.
It's just one side. It's been going on. It's been going on for 5 years. It's been going on for 5 years.
And thank you so much, miss, for what you do. I support you 1,000,000%. I respect your courage.
It's not easy out there.
You stand up and you get them. You've got a lot of people that are backing every word you're saying here, so thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry. Okay. Angie Watson here, who is – you know what, Angie? You've probably taken heat over this, haven't you?
Oh, of course. Of course, but there's thousands of people that agree.
And totally agree with you.
Totally agree. Here's the thing, those thousands of people have to stand up and say something, because we hear so many people talk, and they're scared to. You're going against the city council, or you're going to ask for the city council to do more. But if you don't show up, then they come in here on your show and tell you it has nothing to do with not trusting them. And they're only going to know different when people go in there and tell them that's not true.
But even when confronted with that, they don't see it.
I think they'll see it if there is a recall.
Oh, I think you're right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. It's a veteran-owned business, and I tell you what, they are the best HVAC company in Redding. Oh, let's just say all of Shasta County. I say that only because I use them and only use them, and they have done everything. You know, I can't say enough about what Martin and his people can do. Not only that, but he treats everybody like family. If you've got an emergency, they are out there. They're going to help you. They offer warranties. They offer service on all models and makes. They have guarantees on their work. They are just outstanding. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages with Angie Watson from Take Back Reading. It's 8:30 here on the 3rd of January, 2017. 39 degrees, going to be raining today.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. God, country, and guns. Without God, we cannot have a free and moral country. And without guns, we cannot keep it. By the inspiration of God, our founding fathers created our Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment, recognizing our God-given right to protect ourselves and our country from those who would do us harm. If we are not willing to risk all and stand up for what is right, we don't deserve to keep it. As Christians, are we willing to risk all for Jesus Christ? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. 39 degrees going up to 46 today. We got a lot of rain. We got rain the rest of the week, it looks like. Maybe even a chance of snow. That's kind of scary. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. You're not going to find a better place in the world, the whole world, to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. Better known business with discounts for seniors and veterans. Our guest today is Angie Watson from Take Back Reading. We have nobody else on the lines, right? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, good. We're talking about the problems that started, let me see, it has to be like 2012, maybe even sooner than that, 11, because it's been going on for 5-6 years, now starting on our sixth year now. You know, with the decline, you know, when we had the huge economic recession, we lost police and all these things. And we've used that since then to allow us to have crime, homelessness, transients just overrun us here in the streets. And there's been various, you know, movements to try and stop it. And this the latest ones, which started, what, 2 years ago? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Take Back Reading.
It's just over 2 years. Yes,
2 years by Angie Watson, who's sitting with us now. Angie had to pull back for a while because of taking care of her family and all this, but obviously is still in the fight. Now, Angie, we've talked about how we need strong leadership at City Hall. We all agree on that. Somebody has said maybe it's time that we become a city, and we don't have to be a charter city to do this, but to have an elected mayor, somebody to counteract. You know, somebody to give direction in this city.
And we've talked about how you do that also, which isn't that easy to do, but would definitely be an idea, because we do need somebody that's accountable, somebody you go to and has to listen to the community, that represents the community.
I believe that that's true. We need a vision. Now, where's the vision on in our city here? Now, you've talked about downtown. How people in downtown, you know, all I see is that, oh no, downtown's going to explode because we've got all, you know, we're going to open up the former shopping center down here on, you know, at the end of California, or, you know, Market Street here, and open that up. We're going to have businesses coming in, and you've got this other guy going to build another business here. I mean, doesn't that seem like there's a future for downtown?
I know a lot of businesses that have left downtown. I know that there's a different attitude between Reading and other areas. And you talk about a vision, and that's something that we've asked at the city council meetings, too. And not to bring back up Anderson, but when you go sit down and talk to the city manager in Anderson, he has a vision for the community. He absolutely wants a safe community. That's top priority, and he wants to bring businesses in. We need that same attitude in Reading, where our top priority is to have a safe community. You can't open, and I did. I had a business downtown, and so you have people breaking into your business. You have prostitutes on the corner. This was a true story, and so those things have to be cleaned out. You can't invite businesses in just to be terrorized. It has to be a safe community, or there's going to be lawsuits, and we don't need those either. And I don't want to talk about transients as if all transients are criminals, because we have a lot of criminals out there, but we also have a huge mental health issue, and there's nobody doing anything about it. So these have to be top priority for the county, and the county kind of flies under the radar, and for the city.
Well, you know what? This is one of the things. Mary Rickert just called me late last week, wants to come on with the county health administrator. And I'm getting them on there just as fast as I can, because I'd like to hear what the plan is, because I understand is that the mental health here, the county gets a lot of money, and where's that money go to? The other questions are is how many people are coming into this town that are getting a lot of the services? You know, people say, well, most of them come from Reading. Well, what's that mean? They've been here a month, or 2 months, less than a year, or a year? Oh, well, they've been here for a year. Well, why are they here? And why do they come here from Arizona or Reno or someplace like that?
And I definitely hear that. You hear all the time, and even from law enforcement, that these are our criminals, which, by the way, can be – it's very possible for most of them, because AB 109 brought criminals back. And we had more, almost more than any other place. So, of course, you're going to see a lot more come back, and they haven't been rehabbed, so we have the problem. But we have the resources here, and there is someone in law enforcement that pulled somebody over. I won't mention any names, and his car, they got in trouble for marijuana, and it was from South Carolina, North Carolina, somewhere, and they asked him, you know, why are you here? And they said, well, actually, I was on my way over to Humboldt, and I ran out of gas, and so somebody told me, hey, you can go here, get a gas card. Well, when I went in to get a gas card, I found out there's homeless assistance, I found out there's all these resources, I found out that I can get on food stamps this quick, and why would I want to leave? Here we are, there's these resources, I don't need to go anywhere else, no reason to go to Humboldt. And so I think the word has definitely got out there. We have Jonathan Anderson is amazing at the mission. He is a magical, amazing guy, and he has a goal and a vision to help people. But at the same time, we have a lot of resources out there that draw people in, and they want those resources. And that's a problem, because with it is coming a lot of crime.
Okay. If you were ruler here,
well,
if you were the ruler, what would you do?
Here's the thing, if I was a ruler here or a leader here, you need a team that's working with you. So it doesn't come down to one person. It comes down to a team of people, because we have to have focus on mental health. We have to have focus on jail space. We have to have rehabilitation that's true rehabilitation. But on top of that, we need a city that promotes growth in a positive way. So you absolutely have to bring opportunity for kids, because these good kids that are growing up here, they're moving away. You ask them what they're doing, they're going somewhere else where there's jobs, education, and opportunity. So you have to have people pushing for opportunity in this area. Every single thing that they can do to bring business in, to take advantage of our beautiful river, to take advantage of the beautiful area, whether it's cutting permit fees or traffic impact fees or anything else, they have to start drawing businesses that create good jobs. Changing the economy will change everything. So it doesn't take one person, it takes a team. And I think that's where we've fallen apart, is we don't have a leader picking a team to do all of these things that we need to do.
Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning. You have a question for Angie.
Yes, good morning. We're on the same page, practically word for word, paragraph for paragraph, and I say same page, Angie. How do you feel about the state of Jefferson?
I think it's a great idea if it could work out. So, I mean, if we could not be part of Governor Brown's plan to destroy our state in every way possible, that would be excellent.
There's no if. It's when. Go online, SOJ51. And we could be a great team, the people of Jefferson, and you take back Reading, because that's what we need to do. Because without Jefferson, Reading goes no place, because it will not go any place under the restrictive, tyrannical laws of California.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Somebody wrote in here, and she's yelling. She says, the Sacramento River. She says, Karen says, the Sacramento River, Angie.
And I think, as I was just talking about resources in our area, we live in a beautiful area. We have the mountains, we have the river, we have the lake, but we're not using those resources the way that we can. And I think if you come from a developer's background, you definitely see that. And Julie Winters has said that too. So I'm praying and hoping that it goes in that direction, because we could use that river to bring in money, to bring in jobs, to bring in tech.
There's one restaurant on that river right now, and that's View. Mm-hmm. There for 30 miles.
Yes.
There's 40,000 cars that pass our exits every day.
Yes.
And we can't seem – if we could just get 10% of those cars to come rolling in here to take a look, and then, oh, look at this. I mean, I've gone up to was it Medford, where they have the river runs up there?
And Bend, Oregon, and San Antonio, and North Carolina. They use their rivers.
Chattanooga, Tennessee, which is one of the best places, one of the fastest growing places there for businesses. Of course, to expand our business. Okay, everything you're saying sounds great. And I've heard people say this. The question comes back into who is going to start this and put together a group that says, this is how we're going to move forward. Because, you know, because there are great minds out here. So we bring you in. And then we bring in, who do you bring into this to get them and to present ideas? But see, as soon as you present the ideas, you've got to have a city council that can grasp that and move forward. And they're going to say the same thing. We don't have the money.
but that you create the money with these opportunities. You absolutely have to put the opportunity out there. There's two things that have to happen. One, our economy has to be better, which means you have to bring in jobs. And two, we have to deal with the crime because people don't want to bring jobs where the crime is. We can't just turn a blind eye and say we don't have the resources, so we're just going to let it happen. Don't carry your purse when you go into the store. We absolutely have to go.
Don't walk by yourself on the trails.
Yes, it has to be. There has to be a message. Right now we're giving the message to the criminals. Go ahead and commit the crime because you're not going to jail. The message has to change. We don't care. You're out there. We are going to find you and we are going to stop you because there's only a certain amount of criminals repeating the crime over and over again.
Palladio will tell you that there's about 200 of them.
So we have to stop those criminals. We cannot tell them, hey, what you're doing is okay, because it's not okay. And we can't send the message to children for years to come that this is the way to live and that it's okay. We have to break that cycle.
Absolutely. So, and to do that, and Kay, we'll get to your question after the break here. You know, one of the things is the river trail. It's such a big thing. And we, you know, we don't have, when that lady, the 83-year-old lady, I thought that would be the one.
That would just
infuriate people enough to do something about it. And it wasn't. It wasn't. Missy has a meeting with the trail people. Okay, we should put up, you know, posters that says watch out, be aware, you know, blah, 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 blah. But nothing else.
But we just gave a raise to the director of the parks. Come on now, let's turn around, make the park safe, make it somewhere where people can go, put security in the parks rather than putting the money towards a raise of an already very well-paid city employee, and turn around and use that money for security. So then she wants her raise later after we can do stuff in that park and we don't have coaches writing letters stating that they'll never return to the park because it's not safe for them to return. Then we can talk about a raise. But nobody else gets a raise in a job that they're failing at. Our parks are failing.
And we're going to take a break on that. You know, I have these other – I've got these spots I should be reading. But, I, you know, after you finish with that, I mean, how do I go into something about – you know, but I've got to.
Talk about
right.
Something happy and lucky.
Well, you know what? This is kind of falls into it. Bastiani Arms. Yeah. This is a good way to protect yourself. As we know, that the fact is that the police are not going to be there when you get assaulted or if somebody's breaking in your house. We know that because there's just not enough of them. So how do you take care of yourself and your family? One of the ways to do it is to have a pistol or a shotgun or a rifle. And where do you get it at? Bastiani Arms. Why? Because they have the best prices in town, because they are locally owned, locally operated. They have great customer service and everything you could possibly want in shooting accessories, ammo and more, classes in CCW, classes in hunter safety. But again, customer service, they're there to help you. And you know what? The hours may be till 6 p.m., but if you're in there and you are, you know, and you're, you know, talking with somebody, they close when they're finished. They're not a big box store at all. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Head on down there today. All right, we'll be right back with Angie Watson, who is somebody that we're going to have on here more often here. I mean, it's time that we need to take back Reading.
Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called the Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's the Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 AM.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And Now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This is Carl Bott here. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Tomorrow we're going to have the Economic Development Corporation in here talking about things, you know, maybe the economy being developed. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. They don't get any better than that. Tobacco and Brew down on 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Espresso Joe's with great coffees in there, and then walk next door to the greatest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that I just go in there and it's delightful. I mean, but if you like cigars. Tobacco and Brew, like I said, open 7 days a week. Discounts for veterans at Espresso Joe's. I'm here in this last segment with Angie Watson, Take Back Reading. And frankly, Angie, you've got me all fired up again. And it's the whole thing is everything that we talk about has been going on for so long. It's been going on for 5 years. We've had a change in the city government. We've had new people coming in. You know, I'm willing to give Julie and Adam a chance. Of course, they've only been there for a little bit, and I haven't seen anything that's happened yet that they can come up and stand up and start making a change. But we've had changes in the city government, and I don't see any changes on the street at all.
We've had a few changes in the city government. We haven't had enough actually to be able. The vote has been 3-2, 3-2, 3-2,
or 4-1,
or 4-1. So there's actually not enough there. Kurt Starman is still our city manager, and so if you look even across the nation, and you have, and I'll use Trump as our president-elect as an example, he won because he came out with an attitude and said, this is what I'm going to do. And trust me, I'm a super positive person, so I don't want to come across as being negative or anything like that. But we absolutely need somebody that's going to stand up and say, this is what's going to happen. We are not going to take it anymore. All the way across the board, from law enforcement to our economy, everything. There has to be a plan, and it has to be an action plan and a vision, and then we have to take the steps to get there. And that's what we need as a city.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Kay. Good morning. You have a question.
Hi, Carl. Angie, I really enjoy listening to you. You have a lot of good ideas. And I think one of the problems with I still call it the downtown mall, the promenade or whatever they call it now.
That's why I was trying to find that word, promenade, yeah.
What they don't have is in all quote-unquote malls, they have at least two anchor businesses, like a CVS or Penny's or, you know, something that...
Yeah, we understand.
You know, like that, that will anchor them. Because when I go downtown, there's a bunch of you know, sort of county offices down there, and but there's nothing that anchors you. I mean, if you get out of the car and you pop your pantyhose, you can't go in to a place and get a new pair and put them on and go on your way. You have to get back in the car and go at least 3.5 blocks over to Court Street. And so it really isn't...
What you're saying is it's got to have something down there to bring people down there.
Right, and it has to be... It just can't be a bunch of eclectic offices and things like that. That's not what we need. We need something that brings it together. I mean, when I was born and raised here, and downtown Reading was, I mean, you did your shopping there. And not only that, everybody knew everybody because, you know, in the shops, and it was a, you know, the business community was really a community, and you went there and you... The parents talked about their kids and everything. I mean, that's the way it was. It was like a
commercial
neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay, Kay, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it. Well, you know, she's right. You need something like that. But first of all, you need to feel safe.
Definitely. Well, and you also need to attract those businesses. What are you going to do to attract those businesses? You're going to have to provide incentives and provide a safe environment.
You don't have to. You can't have people just laying there on the sides and down there in the up against the walls with all their possessions. I mean, you see this in a lot of places, but you've got to. You know what they're saying? It's illegal for us to tell them to move. I think we can tell them they can't lay there, but I mean, you go down to the post office. And there's nothing there except the smell of urine and lots of people. Now they're closing off Library Park. That's their way of handling it, is to have it closed like that.
And how many businesses have already left that area? Yeah. They're not doing anything to attract the businesses.
Sam Allen sold hers. You know, she fought it, and then the lady that bought it, who has done a great job down there, but she's in the middle of it too, the carousel. She's into it.
Yes.
You know, and the same thing. Okay, so we need a group of people that's got the ideas, that can stand up, and then can also, though, garner enough community support to push it through.
Definitely. Listen up, Reading. That's actually what we need, is a community to come forward and stand up for what's right in our area. You actually have to show up, you have to talk, and you have to be heard. We need everybody to come together.
Okay, and that's where Take Back Reading started.
Yes, that's where Take Back Reading started. And we've had protests against heroin on our streets. Like you said, Paletti mentioned a few years ago we would be hit by heroin. We were talking about it at the same time, and we have been. There are people doing it on the streets in front of our kids. This is completely unacceptable.
Completely.
Completely.
Henry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. I want to correct you a little bit on that 5-year thing. It was closer to 40.
Okay.
Now, the next thing is, I'd like to see this lady address sometime in the future the fees that are charged by the city of Reading and the attitude that you can't do it.
Absolutely. I was just talking about that a bit ago. I mean, that's when I'm talking about developers coming here. Our traffic impact fees are outrageous.
I was in the business here for many years. I finally moved my operation out of state simply because you couldn't deal with these people. And the fees are astronomical in Reading, higher than they are in most places, most other cities. For instance, in Story County, I was doing a subdivision over there 3 years ago. The building fees for a 2,200 square foot house, including a septic tank, was $3,500. Now,
it must be like 10 times that amount here.
Here it would be closer to $45,000.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Henry, we have to run here.
Yeah.
But thanks a lot for calling. But you're right. That's just another thing.
And developers
might want to address that.
Okay,
developers
thanks.
Do say that all the time. I'm not taking my business to Reading anymore. They're too difficult to deal with. There's too many guidelines. They change their mind 10 times throughout the process. You hear it time and time again.
Well, this hour has gone by quick.
It
Angie
does.
Watson, Take Back Reading. You know, Angie, I think the next step, and I know that, you know, laying it on every, you know, I think there should be a small committee, and maybe it's Take Back Reading, that, you know, it's formed around, that gets together and then grows a little bit. And and talks about, okay, this is one thing, and takes one thing, one subject, one topic, and becomes that, and says, okay, so, you know, and, you know, something like make our streets safe. Man, that's like 35 different things that have to happen. I mean, that sobering center would be a great step forward on something like that. You get them out of the, you know, get them off the street. But even now they're talking, and then, oh, housing for anybody. Well, no, it's housing for people that want to make a difference in their lives. But there's got to be like one part of it, you know, like, you know, how do you eat an elephant?
Yeah,
one bite at a time, right? So it's got to be something like that. And I think it's possible to do something like this, but you've, I know, but have people had enough?
Oh, I do believe we've reached a time where people have had enough. It's finally at that breaking point.
Well, then there ought to be an ease. Then maybe it's 2017 is the year that we move forward and we make some changes in our city.
Let's hope so.
Angie Watson, what's the name of your real estate company?
American Real Estate.
American Real Estate. American.
That's
American
right.
Real Estate. Good. Angie Watson. This, you're going to come back, right?
I'm happy to be here.
Okay. Day tomorrow, EDC. Let's talk about some ways of moving the economy forward. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The 115th Congress getting down to work. We'll have that story in a moment. But first, there's word that Ford will not be building a $1.6 billion factory in Mexico. The automaker canceling plans for that plant, planning instead to invest $700 million in Michigan, creating 700 new U.S. jobs, building electric and self-driving vehicles. And now to Capitol Hill, where it's day one for the brand new Republican-led Congress. Vice President-elect Pence with a message for lawmakers. It's time to get to work.
We'll focus on repealing and replacing Obamacare. We'll look forward to legislation that will give us the tools to roll back the avalanche of red tape and regulation that have been stifling American jobs and growth.
Pence saying it's time to keep our